When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1582, Freestyle Productivity, Balancing Systems and Simplicity When Organizing Your Life by Cal Newport of calnewport.com. And I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading you blogs every single day of the year to help you live a more meaningful life. The show covers self-help or personal development, productivity, motivation, inspiration, and a lot more. And I'll keep this intro short, so let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Freestyle Productivity, Balancing Systems and Simplicity When Organizing Your Life by Cal Newport of calnewport.com. A geek goes back to basics. I recently received an email from a college freshman. He described himself as kind of a techie person, which he then unambiguously confirmed by noting that his productivity system made use of Evernote, his iPhone, a calendar application, and an online to-do list service. I like adopting new gadgets and technology, he told me, but I feel it's becoming more of a hindrance than help. Fed up with the maintenance of his crowded stable of productivity tools, the student recently tried an experiment in simplicity. He used only a paper notebook to informally organize his day. "These were the most productive days of my life," he said. Does this mean that the student was converted to productivity Luddite? Not quite. Though he had enjoyed immense productivity, he still felt a creeping dread about his new approach. "I'm afraid that if I only depend on paper and pencil, I'll lose something important, or it'd be too hard to navigate after a few days." This student's problem is a common one. How do you balance high-tech rigid solutions with low-tech informal solutions when organizing your student life? Freestyle productivity. Having spent the last decade systematically experimenting with student organizational strategies, I found that the following balance produces the most consistent results. High-tech and highly structured solutions are best for capture, and low-tech and loosely structured solutions are best for planning. I use the term capture in the GTD sense of the word, a common place where all of the stuff in your life can be reliably stored so that your mind doesn't have to worry about it. This includes tasks, appointments, and projects. As a student from earlier noticed, it can be hard to use simple paper-based solutions for capture. The number of tasks in your life, for example, can be voluminous and soon overwhelm notebooks, transforming them into a mash of crossed out, unclear jottings. I prefer simple online solutions that can be accessed from any computer. I use Google Calendar and Google Tasks because I can use them from my Gmail account, which is the one website I know I'll return to many times a day. Though these tools are great for capturing stuff, they also turn out to be terrible for planning what to do with this stuff. Most people who've tried a systematic approach to planning know what I mean. Who among us hasn't assigned priority-based dates to our task list, only to find that we spend more time resetting deadlines than actually doing the work? As the student also discovered, a looser approach to planning works better. He used a blank notebook to organize his days. I happen to be a firm believer in the use of a plan.txt file, which is similar. As I explained in an earlier post, each Monday, I record in a simple text file a plan for my upcoming week. There are no rules for this plan. Sometimes it includes pages of discussion about changing the rhythm of my workflow. Other times it's short and practical, like Monday is all about submitting this paper, Tuesday is about experimenting with the data collection tools, etc. The important point is that I trust my mind's ability to build the type of plan that best suits the current situation. It will always outperform a rigid system. This freestyle approach provides an answer to the quandary faced by the student. The reason he feels conflicted is because neither of his productivity approaches are best in isolation. He should continue to use his iPhone and fancy calendar applications to capture and wrangle the stuff in his life. At the same time, he should allow himself the flexibility to make weekly plans that are not constrained by strict rules. A blank sheet of notebook paper, as he learned, can outperform even the fanciest scheduling system, so long as the work to be scheduled is held somewhere safe. The freestyle lifestyle. I first promoted this approach to productivity in a post from last November. The idea is important enough, however, that I thought it was worth reiterating here. Before concluding, I want to address the most common complaint about this philosophy, notably the worry that freestyle productivity clashes with my canonical advice on autopilot schedules, time blocking, Sunday rituals, and similarly structured approaches to planning. Here's the important observation. Freestyle productivity doesn't eliminate structure in your planning, it just eliminates its status as unchangeable. It's perfectly fine for your plan.txt to say, for example, I'm going to keep using my autopilot schedule this week because it seems to be really helping. At the same time, it's also expected that your plan.txt might say, I need to make the following changes to my autopilot because the timing is not working out, or even, I'm dropping this approach altogether to instead try. In other words, the collection of productivity tactics I've presented on this blog can be seen as an arsenal of weapons at the disposal of your flexible and always evolving work plan. You just listened to the post titled Freestyle Productivity, Balancing Systems and Simplicity When Organizing Your Life by Cal Newport of calnewport.com. And thank you to Cal, he's the author of the popular book Deep Work and So Good They Can't Ignore You. I don't know about you, but I definitely related to this. Digital works well when I'm on the go and think of something like things to add to my grocery list or a business idea, things I want to capture and remember for later. I like using a notepad app for that. Same with appointments, I use an electronic calendar. But then actually planning things out? Yeah, that's a lot more difficult using digital products, at least in my experience. Sometimes a simple text file or physical notebook will get it done a lot better. But I'd be interested in hearing what works for you too. Feel free to share with me. You can always get in contact at oldpodcast.com. But that'll do it for today. Have a great Friday and start to your weekend if you're listening in real time. And I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.